This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reiterated that Naxalism will be completely eradicated from the country by March 31, 2026, and CRPF Jawans will play the most important role in this purpose. Mr. Shah was addressing the function organized in Neemuch, Madhya Pradesh today in connection with the 86th Foundation Day of CRPF. He said that the soldiers of our Cobra Battalion are doing unprecedented work in making the country Naxal-free. Paying homage to the sacrifice of the immortal martyrs of the country, Mr. Shah said that when the history of the country will be written, the saga of bravery of the immortal martyrs of the security forces will be written in golden letters first. Referring to the role of CRPF in the security of the country, Mr. Shah said that whether it is fighting terrorists who spread unrest in the valleys of Kashmir with nefarious intentions or being deployed to establish peace in the northeast, CRPF Jawans have a huge contribution in all operations.
CRPF की स्थापना से अब तक 2264 जवानों ने अपना सर्वोच्च बलिदान देश की सुरक्षा के लिए दिया है और वो सभी 2264 शहीदों के परिवार जनों को मैं कहना चाहता हूं कि आज देश 2047 में सर्वोच्च बनने की दिशा में आगे बढ़ रहा है उसमें आपके परिवार जनों के ये बलिदान का बहुत बड़ा योगदान है जबकि देश की आजादी की शताब्दी का सुवर्ण ग्रंथ लिखा जाएगा तब से पहले ये अमर शहीदों की वीरता की गाथा सुवर्णमयी अक्षरों से लिखी जाएगी.
Referring to the efforts of the government towards the welfare of the families of the brave jawans, the Union Home Minister said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, our government has taken many important steps for the welfare of the CRPF. We have worked to uplift our brave jawans, honor them and provide many facilities to their families. On this occasion, Mr. Shah honoured the Jawans with gallantry awards. He paid tribute to the martyrs at the Shaheed Sthal and also inspected the parade. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and CRPF Director General Gyanendra Pratap Singh also attended the programme. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will attend the 15th BRICS Agriculture Ministers meeting in Brazil today. The ministry has said in a statement that the meeting will focus on the theme of promoting inclusive and sustainable agriculture through cooperation, innovation and equitable trade among BRICS nations. During his visit, Mr. Chauhan will hold bilateral discussions with Brazil's Minister of Agriculture and Livestock, Carlos Henrique Bequeta Fevereau, as well as the Minister for Agrarian Development and Family Planning, Luiz Paula Teixeira. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, has emphasized that with the development of ports, multi-modal logistics and digital platforms like Maitri, India is driving a modern maritime revolution. Addressing the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC Conclave 2025 in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Sonowal highlighted that IMEC is a game-changer in global connectivity. In Bihar, a crucial meeting of the RJD Congress-led Grand Alliance in view of the upcoming state assembly elections will be held this afternoon at Patna. All six constituents of the opposition alliance will attend the meeting convened at the RJD office. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to former Prime Minister Chandrasekhar on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "Mr. Chandrasekhar always kept national interest paramount in his politics." The Prime Minister added that his efforts for social harmony and nation building will always be remembered. The US Department of State Legislation is scheduled to meet Chief Advisor of Interim Government of Bangladesh, Professor Mohammad Yunus, today. US Deputy Assistant Secretary in the Bureau of South and Central Asian Affairs, Nicole Anchalik, and Deputy Assistant Secretary in the Bureau of East Asian and the Pacific Affairs, Andrew H. Herib, are in Dhaka on a three-day visit. Markets opened on a slightly lower note today, following an upward trend throughout the week. The Sensex started with a dip of 76 points, while the Nifty also declined, opening at 23,401. And that is the end of this news bulletin.